Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Judith, and I thank you for joining me today. I want to share a scripture found in Romans, the first chapter, two verses. I'll start reading at verse 16. Paul says, as he writes to the Romans, "For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation, to everyone that believeth, to the Jew first, and also to the Greek." In other words, Jew or Gentile, it makes no difference. Verse 17 declares, "For therein is the righteousness of God revealed from faith to faith, as it is written, the just shall live by faith." Beloved, I feel that I just would like to take this broadcast to spend time in just ministering to you, because I have been burdened actually for quite some time. These last 2 years, I think, have been very, very difficult for many of God's people. Battles on every hand, in every dimension, it seems. And some of you are just so weary, you're so tired, and it's not that you are questioning God's ability or His power or His goodness or His love, but somehow you feel that you have just fallen so far short of the glory of God that you have tried and you've done your best, but it just seems like it's not good enough. And so often the devil makes us feel that way. You know, you do your uttermost, you give all that you can, but you keep falling and stumbling. And so basically, what the enemy has started, you've kind of completed yourself. And the Lord just wants to lift you up out of self-condemnation. Only God's ability in you is going to give you the strength to walk a Christian life. None of us, I don't care how long we've walked with the Lord, do we have the ability in ourselves to walk, to be perfect? Be ye therefore perfect, even as your Father in heaven is perfect. Remember that? That's what Jesus said. Sermon on the Mount is like, what? Be ye therefore perfect. That's our high calling. And of course, all of us know that none of us in our humanity are perfect. There was only one perfect one, and His name was Jesus and is Jesus. So I would just like to pray for you. Father, we come to you right now, and Lord, you know those who are very discouraged about their own ability to live a victorious and successful Christian life in your eyes. Lord, we don't have to stand approved to anyone. What only matters is how you see us and view us. And so, Father, right now, I take authority over self-condemnation that is not godly. Condemnation that the enemy would bring, that we're not good enough, Lord, that we're not strong enough, we don't have the ability, our faith is weak. Lord, our faith comes from you. The just shall live by faith. And I come against the attack of the enemy, against the faith of your people, Lord, that would cause them to question, to stumble and fall. Lord, lift them up right now. Father, I'm asking by your presence, you would just minister to them in a very powerful way. I rebuke every work of darkness, every bondage of the enemy, Lord, that you would deliver them, you would release them into renewed hope and faith, and Lord, that they shall be encouraged in a way that only you can give encouragement. In the name of Jesus, Father, I thank you for it. For the Spirit of the Lord would speak to your heart, beloved, that I am going to do a work in your life that you have asked of me. even this hour, I am beginning to enlarge your borders. You don't have to ask for a half a portion, beloved, but ask, yea, for a full portion, says your God. My children shall not stand as beggars. Beloved, I have called you as a son. I have called you as a daughter. Does not my word declare you are kings and priests before me, that you are more than a conqueror, that you will not fall to the side and be left behind? I would that you would press forward in my strength. In my strength, beloved, claim the strength that I would give to you to each day of your life. Praise me for the strength that I shall give you. Praise me for your full understanding concerning my will and my plans for your life. In this hour shall I cause my people to sing a new song, not a song of mourning, but a joyful song, a song not that you sung in days past, but a song that shall reach to the very ears of your God, because it comes forth from your innermost being. And as you praise me, beloved, as you focus your heart and your strength upon your God, your voice in the Spirit shall be at trumpet blast against the work of the enemy that has come against you, that has come against your loved ones. And your faith shall rise, beloved. The faith that I have given you shall rise to counter the work of Satan. Through my strength, you shall be victorious. Through my power, you shall advance and not retreat. Through my revealed knowledge, shall you know the perfect will of God for your life. There are those who would hold back, those who would stand in the shadows in fear, but I call you forth into a new place, beloved, that you shall continue to walk in the strength that I shall give you. I would not have you just receive a small portion, but I have given to you and reserved for you a large portion. He who presses forward shall have to enlarge his borders. Do you hear that, beloved? Enlarge your borders to receive and to hold the blessings that I have for you. Yeah, I have called you and have not forgotten you. You've not been called to defeat, beloved. I've called you in days past, and I brought you to new heights in me. And lo, it seems as if a distant memory. But lo, even now do I call you to a new moving of my Spirit and new power in your life. I shall put a word of divine power in your mouth, and you shall speak to the forces of hell. You shall command the work of the enemy to be broken against you, against the loved ones that you've been so concerned about. You shall speak, and the word of deliverance shall be given. I will anoint your tongue to speak to the works of darkness. It is written, and through the power-filled authority of my word, the enemy shall flee from before thee, as it is written. Resist the enemy, and he shall flee from before thee. He that has ears to hear, hear my words. He that hath a heart to understand, let him understand. My words are to the upright in heart. My counsel is to them that shall cast off the works of darkness and press in to obtain the victory. I'm calling to you even now, at this moment. I'm calling you to a new place in your God. I'm calling you to a greater experience in the things of your God. I'm calling you to a greater walk that the world knows nothing of and that you have not experienced before. This walk is a walk of joy. It's a walk in the Spirit. This walk that I'm calling my people to shall lead them forth with great joy. As I brought out my people Israel through the wilderness, their shoes did not wear out. Their feet did not get sore. Am I not able to raise up my people in this hour and heal their afflictions and grant their heart's desires and bring them fullness of joy? He that believeth shall receive. He that presses in shall find me. He that proves me shall see the outpouring of my blessings in his life. Yea, my beloved, as partaker of the new covenant, are you not called? Are you not chosen? Are you not part of my body in the earth? Therefore I have prepared for you great and glorious things, which your mind has never thought of and your heart has never known. But in this hour, in these last days, you shall know and you shall understand. You shall receive and it shall be well with your soul, as it is promised to you, even in my written word, so shall it be, says your God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Well, in the moments that remain, I'd like to share a poem. Turn your troubles into treasures. Turn your sorrows into song. Then all men will know the measure in which you to Christ belong. When they see your bright behavior under provocation great, they may ask what mighty Savior can impart that happy state. Paul and Silas in the prison, with their feet fast in the stocks, praise their glorious Lord arisen, till the earthquake rent the rocks. There was none to join their singing, so the earthquake roared, Amen! And glad chains fell down a-ringing as their voices rang again. Oh, then, sing with us his praises when there seems least cause to praise. Faith, the sweetest anthem raises when the darkness hides God's ways. He brings forth his new creation only there where ends the old. Let us praise him for salvation when all feels most dead and cold. My soul, keep up thy singing. Turn thy sorrows into song. Amen and amen. A poem by Arthur S. Booth Claiborne. Well, beloved, I pray we meditate and receive the words of the Lord God has spoken to us today. And I continue to pray for you, invite you to write. Until next time, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless. Oh, behold.